Hello, everybody. This is Molly Abkiss talking today on our Ask the Expert segment, talking with Annie Leonard, a broker and manager of Iowa Realty here in Knoxville. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just great. Thanks, Molly.
I guess getting right started, how's the market going?
Oh, it's been a really interesting market this year. A lot of surprises that we didn't expect. We're ending up the year in a good position. I think it's a good, strong market for both buyers and sellers. Started off the year a little less balanced. We've had about a 20% increase in inventory in our general area, up from last year. Sales and pendings are also up from last year. So it's good news. People are finding homes, more people are listing their homes, and we've got the market moving.
From people coming in, influx going out, where are you seeing more? Are people getting out of town? Are they coming in? Is there a bit more of a balance on both?
I would say maybe a little bit of a balance. We are seeing a few of the older generation leaving our area, but also quite a few new families from out of state coming to live in our communities, which is really exciting. We love to see that kind of growth.
From people coming in out of state, what's the most shocking one that you've heard?
Like the most shocking story of why they moved or
yeah,
something
absolutely.
Like that. We had one set of people who moved because they said they were tired of all the homeless people in California. I think that was why they moved. That was kind of the most compelling story.
So what advice do you have for buyers in this market currently?
I think the most important thing that any buyer can do is make sure that you know how it is that you would like to pay for the property before you even get started. And so if you need to get a loan, start there. Go to your financial institution and talk to your lender and get pre-approved. If you find that you can't quite get approval for the type of loan that you want, most lenders are going to be really great about giving you a roadmap to help you get there. So that is the very first place to start. And then after that, find yourself a good realtor to work for you. Obviously, that's our business and we'd like it to be us, but really you need to find a great realtor to represent you and look out for your best interests to help you make sure that you navigate. We've also had some changes over the last year regarding working with buyers as an agent. So if you do want to go look at a house and you schedule a showing, if you haven't done this in about a year and a half, you might have a little change coming your way. There's been a law change and we are all now required to sign a buyer agreement outlining how much commission a buyer will pay a buyer's agent, also exactly what that buyer's agent is going to do for that buyer and that sort of thing. What we're often doing then is negotiating with sellers to pay that commission, but the shift in the law has now put the burden of that actually on the buyers. So that's a big change.
Absolutely. Are there any other changes in laws or policies lately that have impacted the scenarios that you see on a daily basis?
I think that is the main one. There have been a few small, more internal to the business type of things, but in terms of really what's impacting the public, that's the greatest change.
If someone is interested in selling their property, what should they consider before getting started?
Well, one of the first things that we can do for a seller is we can provide them with a market analysis to let them know what their property is worth to help them go forward and make good decisions in that way. So that would be the first place to start. Then you know what you're working with, how much equity you have. Then you probably need an exit plan. If you sell your property, where are you going to go? What does that look like? So have that figured out, have a plan for that. And then again, get a great agent working for you. You need somebody who's really going to take that property to market. It's not like it was during the pandemic where you could throw a for sale sign up and have, 10 offers. We are in a different market now and you're going to need somebody who's really going to advocate for you. One thing that I have been hearing from a lot of sellers is a little bit of dissatisfaction with the number of inspection requests that we're seeing. And so you really do want to have a great agent to help you negotiate things like that.
Well, thank you so much. This is KNIA KRLS, Ask the Expert, and this has been Annie Leonard over at Iowa Realty in Knoxville. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Molly. It's been a pleasure.